MGTOW Man, welcome back. Some people in your life have to be removed because they can't keep up with your life discipline speed. So discipline creates speed, and they can't keep up with it. Discipline ensures that you move at a faster rate because it makes you lighter, you're more efficient, and more accountable for yourself. And I had a really good conversation today with some coworkers, and I wanted to capitalize it and bring it out a bit today. And one of the things that we discussed is this idea of sacrifice and intangibles in a person that make you stand out and succeed, and regardless of what they look like on paper. And one of the people that I was having a conversation with, he just seemed different when I first met him, kind of a different aura. And there was a certain aura. And lo and behold, after spending a good number of hours with him, this guy possesses a mindset that mirrors MGTOW. It's very stoic in nature, but it's energetic. It's energetic MGTOW, energetic stoicism. He had a kid, and I was like, okay, you have a kid. Are you married? I never asked it, but I found out. And the hours he's putting in, I didn't think he was. And just the way he spoke, I find out he's divorced. So I get to talking to him more and more, and he mentions a certain conversation with the ex-wife that he had. And I think that the marriage, it lasted a couple years. I'm not sure how long, but he said to her up front, I'm going to work hard, really hard. I have this dream right now. I have to do this in order to make it happen. And I'm not going to be around it as much as you might want, but it'll get us to where we need to be. It'll get me to where I'm okay. So implied in this is this man's soldier mentality. Okay, implied is discipline, level of discipline. It's not this masochistic, sacrificial, ascetic mentality to the point of beating oneself into the ground and self-punishment. That's not what it is, and that's not what I'm getting at overall with this whole video. It's a sacrificial mentality of creating and building. So he is building his work empire, and at the same time, he believes that in the process, he's essentially building his family empire. So he knows differently now. He sees things differently, I'm sure. But the empire that he is building at work, in effect, built the empire that he's building in his own kingdom, which used to be a man's home. But now, obviously, that's deteriorating in many, many ways. Okay, and he was straight up and honest. He states, okay, understand I'm going to do this. He mentioned he wasn't unfaithful. He wasn't abusive. He wasn't unsupportive. It was all of those things. He was dedicated, so dedicated that it actually made her think that he wasn't. Think about that. He was so dedicated that it made her think that he wasn't. Okay, throw that in there with the boring marriages now. That's another one of those that is just destroying marriages, dedication. Okay, this is because many people today, many wives built still in the factory hours mindset of the 1950s with TV dinners at home for the family dinner every night, cannot accept the fact that we are not playing the same game. Okay, and that men have to truly put their discipline to another level in order to reach their own dreams as separate people. And as a father and as a husband, he's trying to build that safe kingdom, which is, the walls are breached. Okay, and he said that the divorce occurred. The marriage fell apart essentially because he had to work hard. She could not handle the amount of work that he put in, despite the fact that he was honest and true to his word. So I'm dovetailing off of a thought that I had while sitting in the gym the other day, and they're kind of going to combine here. So I was just sitting there, and while I haven't played Madden NFL probably in over a decade, I was thinking about the different skill meters that the players have. So they have so much out of 100 in speed, passing, receiving, whatever it may be. But when you are looking for a player to fill a position, maybe you're a Major League Baseball coach and you're thinking about who you want to draft for your team. No matter how many times that you've seen that person play on the field, you do not know something about them that could dictate all of that and that could dictate how much value they actually end up having for you in the long run. And this is the propensity for sacrifice. What is the sacrifice meter? You have no way of knowing that. What is the meter? What is the level of sacrifice? Is it high? Is it low? Do they have life resilience? What is the likelihood that they can endure pain, mistakes, punishment, criticism of some sort, and continue to pursue something, despite the fact that it doesn't have a tangible reward? So you don't know these things. You can't know these things. But if you did know these things as a scout, You could know if a guy ended up being a sleeper and ended up working harder than anyone else, sacrificing comfort, external opinion, relationships, and other rewards for the sake of keeping themselves accountable and in the race for the ultimate goal. Which, what is the ultimate goal? What does it look like? And the ultimate goal is laying down in your bed at the end of the night, looking up at the ceiling and understanding, feeling confident and comfortable in the fact that you don't owe yourself anything anymore for that day. And a full sacrifice meter indicates real results. And we can't tell where someone's sacrifice meter is at. There's no metal detector. Okay, you know what your own sacrifice meter is. And because you can't know somebody else's sacrifice meter very easily, this adds to one of the other arguments that I have for why I go MGTOW and why I would rather do things as a lone wolf. Most things in life, that is. So if we look at that past relationship that I was referring to, so he has a certain sacrifice meter. He has this discipline speed, this life discipline speed that he is following. And she wasn't able to keep up with it. Those sacrifice meters, they're not equitable. It's very, very rare that this ever happens. Okay? And going MGTOW ensures that you don't have to worry about other sacrifice meters out there. Okay, and also indicates why I go MGTOW from relationships. Don't want to date, don't want to marry, don't want to have kids. This is because marrying today is most assuredly going to guarantee you that you cannot sacrifice and raise your life discipline speed to the level that you really want to be at and need to be at for certain times in your life. You will be held back in some respect, whether or not this is being held back in actuality or this is because you're not able to take home the same amount of life risk at the end of the day because of the fact that you have a field to tend back there. I don't want to have that part of my concern. I want to delete that from my mind. I want to just be able to go. And many people view this as selfish. Many people view this as socially inept. Many people view this as being self-centered, whatever it is. And part of why MGTOW resonates so strongly with me is because of the fact that I want to create a world where I have nothing to lose in many areas of my life. And sure, there are areas of my life that I care about, and I feel as if I do have something to lose. But I go MGTOW partly because I want to be where I have nothing to lose in most areas of my life. And when you have more areas in your life in which you don't have anything to lose, you become more honest. You become more effective. You become more production oriented. And you're not dancing around questions or challenges. You are pursuing them because you're interested in work and not interested in outcomes. Okay, can you explain this to your wife today, your girlfriend? Okay, that you have to spend such and such number of hours in and punch the clock. And they're not going to understand that 80% of your efforts are expected. Okay, that's the 9 to 5. But if you truly want to be something, you need to spend time on the remaining 20% that really tilts the scales. Okay, the 20% that you invest into is going to produce the difference. And that is the discipline and sacrifice that has often etched its way into divorce today. Okay, that is because the current paradigm is work for comfort. And discipline is masochism. That's what it is. Work for comfort, and any discipline in life is masochistic. Okay, it's extreme. Discipline is viewed as masochism today, and affirmation is the only thing that indicates success and meaning behind discipline in a society that is hell-bent on the opinion that affirmation indicates previous effort and accomplishment. Okay, just eradicate this. And once again, I'm going to reiterate how this connects to MGTOW and why MGTOW. Okay, this connects to MGTOW because I cannot be responsible for all those things. I can no longer be held responsible or even to think about and have to worry about the level of discipline that I apply in my life. I no longer have to and want to even think about explaining anything that I do to anybody, no matter how trivial this is or how macrocosmic that thing is in my life. I no longer want to be worried about two crabs in a bucket. I just want to be the one. Okay, this doesn't mean that you can't team up. You can't help people out. This means that you are not an indentured servant to anyone, because being a servant to anyone that is not willing to sacrifice and apply themselves with life speed is becoming a friend of the world. And I want to have enmity with the world. And this doesn't mean enmity to people. This means the unraveling wheel of indifference that aggregates itself in strength with each rotation that the wheel makes. Okay, I want to be good friends with that. I want to know that. And so I've talked about this type of stuff before. But I just wanted to put these thoughts down and let it go in whatever direction that it did today to help continue hammering out how I view MGTOW and why I believe it to be the way to live. And maybe the way to live forever in the past as well, in the past and future. And I would argue that. And just to reiterate, this message, this might not even matter to you. This, you're far past this. But I'm trying to reach many levels of men that come to MGTOW, men are new. This might be your first MGTOW video, okay? And I want to hash out the philosophy more, not knowing who's listening. If you want me to touch on another topic like this, another part of MGTOW philosophy, you can hit me up also with your testimonies at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. You guys have a good night. Hoodies up, hoodies out.